Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. St. Patrick's Day is upon us, as is the time we celebrate all things Irish. That includes food, culture, and Ireland itself. So what better time to call on our culinary contributor, Joanna Preuss. Joanna, welcome back to America Weekend.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
It is very nice to have you, as always. So we look at 50 Shades of Green. We deal with all things St. Patrick's Day. Tell me first what it is that makes Irish food and culture so alluring.
Well, aside from the country being green, this 50 Shades of Green, the whole commitment of the country to green practices is extraordinary. So you eat an awful lot of food from very close by where it's raised. It's not tinkered with. There is a passion in these people about doing, just saving their historic ingredients, but not wallowing in the past. I tasted some of the most exciting food I have ever had, even though people said, oh, Irish food. It's not an oxymoron anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the notes you sent me was on the Ballymaloe Cookery School near Cork, run by the Allen family. Tell me a little about that.
Doreena Allen has run this school for 31 years. It is really a landmark. If people want to go and take like a one-off class in the afternoon just for recreational cooking, they can do that. But they also have a very highly regarded culinary program where students come from around the world. And Doreena herself is an amazing person. She's been working for slow food. She's been a television personality. And what's so interesting about the Allen family, it's all in the family. They stayed on the land. And everything you eat at Ballymaloe, or just about, is from right around there. It's Irish food, but it's also traditional food. I took a seminar on fermentation, which has become a very hot topic here, and it's done very organically. Everything I think about Ireland is organic, not in the term organic, but in the practice of organically from the ground and with passion and with care.
And that it really is apparent that the Irish people really are one with their land. And that really, as you mentioned, does kind of come through everything culinary that they do.
Oh, completely. And I was very fortunate. I was in Kilkenny, and I had a guide, and I will post it on my Almost Up website. Her name is Susan Fitzgerald, and her website is called Vibrant Ireland, and it is exactly that. She took me places. I met a woman who's called Susanna Crompton, who has a sheep farm. They're Zwartbell sheep. I think I got that right. They are brown sheep with white blazes on their head and white booties. And you go trunching in the fields, and you see these beautiful animals. She gave me a pail of feed, and I rattled it, and hundreds of sheep came running at me. And, you know, when they're hungry, they're at you. But
here's a question. Do you have a video of it? Can we see anything like that on YouTube?
I do. I will have to see if I have that. And if I don't have it, she does.
Okay.
Because we were laughing so hard at all these sheep coming running at me.
Wow.
And the thing is she takes the wool and weaves it into blankets, and it's got the kind of the emblems. It's got three stripes of white in it, or four stripes of white for the booties, and it has kind of a star for the blaze on the sheep's head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so of the land. She also grows wonderful fruits there, and there were old espaliered fruit trees. This is five generations that have been working this land.
When I think of Ireland, I think of the pubs, and I think of the ultimate communal meeting place. It's where everyone goes, and it's the vibrant center of a community, and food has so much to do with that.
Do you know they've been making beer in Ireland for at least 300 years.
Wow.
So I was on Parliament Street, again with Susan Fitzgerald, and we were at Cleary's Pub, and we were at Blackfriars Gate. And this has to do with the personalities of the Irish and of the pub culture. You walk in and you get like a plowman's lunch, and they have something called a bap, which is a soft roll that they use for sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And while they don't just do Irish stew, they had some Thai flavors, they had different flavors. You sat there in the most communal spirit, and the barman said, oh, you want to taste this beer, you want to taste that beer? I go, oh, sure. You know, it was a great first day in Ireland. I could barely see straight. You laugh a lot. And the spirit of the Irish is they're very generous. And I went to a restaurant that's called Campania, and the chef is called Gareth Byrne, and he's a Michelin star chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to me as if he had nothing else to do than to talk to me. Everybody in that restaurant was kind.
Now, you also mentioned about how the dark ales, stouts, the porters, they're used in sweets, things such as chocolate cake with Guinness. Chocolate cake with Guinness. That sounds incredibly interesting.
Well, again, you're looking for flavor profiles and depth of flavor. Mm-hmm. And by the time, as you know, if you cook off your stout or anything alcoholic, you've lost most of the alcohol. So, but it adds a richness and it adds a depth of flavor. And I mean, if you put really dark chocolate in it, it's not that it tastes beery, sort of on the back of your palate.
Right.
But it's not like you're hit over the head.
So it's a hint of it. I mean, you know it's there, but it's not overwhelming. So the chocolate is still the primary taste, but you know the Guinness is there. It's in the background, but it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I told you I make a dish that I've been making a lot for people lately. Mm-hmm. It's called steak and stout.
Yes.
And it's so easy. You put in 6 ounces of Guinness in a Ziploc bag with a pound and a half of skirt steak or a pound of skirt steak, and you put in 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, again, that little bit of sweet,
right,
and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar along with a bay leaf and some garlic. And in the meantime, you saute off 2 big onions and until they're caramelized. Once that happens, you put in about half of this marinade over the onions and reduce it, and you pan sear that skirt steak, and you serve it all together in heaven.
You know what the worst part is with doing an interview with you? If I do it at a certain time of day, when I am still hours away from a meal, you make me incredibly hungry for the rest of the day. And that means you're doing your job here on the show, which is quite admirable. Now, that recipe will be, of course, available on your website, I assume. So if the
it
listeners...
It will be, joannaproust.com.
All right. Tell me about Dublin, and tell me about the greatest meal you ever had.
Okay, so the greatest meal I ever came is really thanks to my friends Mary Keen Dawson and Jerry Dowd. And Jerry Dowd trained with the Rue brothers at the Waterside Club, and he's a Michelin star chef.
Mm-hmm.
And this being Ireland, or he being Irish, when they heard I was going to Dublin, they said, we've got to get in touch with our friend Ross Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Lewis is in a restaurant called Chapter One, and it's been there for a number of years. But it's in the Jameson house where the whiskey was initially made, those whiskey people. And I will tell you, I was seated in front of the kitchen, and I had dishes that were so amazing. I had a carrot and buttermilk soup. Now, that sounds very pedestrian, right?
Right. Okay.
Well, okay, so it had some coriander oil and roasted carrots and balsamic in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you take it. I would say this food was so flavorful, and fortunately, they gave me more than a few things to taste. But the food was flavorful. It was beautiful. It was the kind of food that a chef will make for you.
Wow. And
really, because he is a Michelin star chef.
Mm-hmm.
And kind, they came and sat with me. His friends came over and joined me.
Wow.
It was like it was all of a sudden old party. You know, it was just like everybody wanted to talk, have a good time. And they kept explaining. And, of course, this being the Jameson house, I had the perfect Irish coffee.
I would imagine, sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And I had an organic milk ice cream. Now, that sounds like absolutely nothing, but it had a very local honey on it and malted milk crumbs.
Ooh.
And honeycomb. And you know what? In and of itself, each dish, you could pull the elements apart and you could say, wow, because they identify where this comes from. And you know that this stuff hasn't been in preservation. You know that Ross Lewis has a very close relationship with all of this purveyors. And you see them walking actually into the restaurant too, mm-hmm. and they're all chatting them up. But they have, you know, you get venison. I had a cured venison that was amazing with roasted parsnips and a gingerbread sauce. Things are chosen very carefully. They are that passionate about it.
And if that does not set the scene for Ireland, Irish food, Irish culture, and all things St. Patrick's Day, I don't know what does.
Can always go and go to the museum and go to see the Book of Kells and do all the literary.
I like your approach much better. I think with my stomach first and my feet will then follow. So that's always the most important thing. Your new website is ready to go. It's Joanna Pruess, PRUESS.com. It is about all things Joanna Pruess, and it is well worth your time and effort. And don't forget Joanna's latest book still, Soup for Two, Small Batch Recipes for One, Two, or a Few, available at Amazon. I have been devouring the recipes. Continue to do so. Do yourself a huge favor and pick that up. Joanna Pruess, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks, Ed. Great talking to you.
Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. On this anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear accident, we find the owners of the reactor are now applying to renew the antique reactor's license. Veteran CBS anchor Walter Cronkite broke the story 30 years ago.
Good evening. The world has never known a day quite like today. It faced the considerable uncertainties and dangers of the worst nuclear power plant accident of the atomic age. And the horror tonight is that it could get much worse. It is not an atomic explosion that is feared, but the specter was raised to perhaps the next most serious kind of nuclear catastrophe, a massive release of radioactivity.
Turns out almost 2,500 people filed a class action lawsuit for the ensuing disease, death, and ongoing genetic mutations. The reactor's owner, TMI, has quietly been paying millions to residents, payments coming in exchange for total silence from those receiving them.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
American Biker Minute, Stone Temple Pilots, and more at the Rock Yard. At the end of this month, upscale women and dudes converge on Scottsdale, Arizona. Maybe a recommended run. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Arizona Bike Week, March 25th through 29th, promises a great time. Get out to the Phoenix area and hook up with quality bikers from around the Southwest. Home to Arizona Bike Week, West World of Scottsdale. Just a short run up the slab from downtown Phoenix. If you can't handle the in-town hotel fees, there's camping for tenters and RVs of the site. The 25th through the 29th, Scottsdale has some of the most beautiful women on the planet. Dude, and most look like models.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.